The fuzz. That's kind of a joking term. Mm-hmm. The heat. Mm-hmm. It's kind of joking too. I heard the man. That's kind of, I think that is a black term, but I probably got it from TV, movies, mm-hmm. whatever.
How would you address a policeman?
I should say, how you doing, sir? Officer, what did I do this time? Sorry for whatever it was.
Okay, and then the building where firemen work?
Mm-hmm. Fire station, firehouse.
Building where policemen work?
Police station.
Okay.
Police headquarters, maybe.
Ever just headquarters, or would you always put
probably police? Use police.
Okay. And then when a person's arrested for drunkenness, where does he spend the night?
In jail, and I've heard it called the pokey, mm-hmm. the slammer, the big house. I think the big house, more like a federal penitentiary
mm-hmm.
or something like
yeah.
that. What is the other one? Calaboose? I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that'd be about it.
What does Troy have?
Well, it's a city jail at the at City Hall, and there's a county jail down around the courthouse.
Okay. And then what does...
And
oh,
I have heard that drunk tank business.
I'll skip that.
Yeah.
What is a drunk tank?
Where the drunks are kept. I don't know. I've never seen one. I
is
couldn't
it a big
describe.
Room? You don't know?
Not sure.
Okay. Then what does the policeman carry for protection?
Well... His, I guess you could call it a handgun or a service revolver, a pistol. I've heard it called a piece.
Mm-hmm. Can you name and describe various handguns?
I don't know too many. 22 caliber, 38. I've heard something called a 38 special. I've heard of a Saturday night special. Of course, that wouldn't be a policeman's gun. Very cheap
it?
Sort of gun. Pretty dangerous to handle. Liable to blow up in your face.
Is it a certain type of gun?
I really have never seen one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I take it.
Okay.
I've heard of a very powerful handgun is a Magnum, maybe Magnum 57. I don't know, something like that, but very powerful.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the kind of stick that the policeman might carry?
Yeah, I'd call it a nightstick or a billy club.
All right. And names for prostitute?
Well, just that, prostitute, I guess whore, but I've got that high school complex that Dr. was talking about. When somebody says whore, I can think of it as, you know, a woman that's kind of loose,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily one who accepts money. See, prostitute, whore, streetwalker, well, lady of the evening, that's kind of old hat to me. Hooker. And call girl's a little bit different.
What's call girl?
I don't think of finding call girls on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more, I guess, expensive or a little bit more exclusive, you know, kind of a little more swanky.
Where do you find them?
I don't know. Been looking all these years.
Well, what's the building called where several prostitutes work?
I don't know. That's very old-fashioned sort of thing to me. I don't even know if those things exist anymore. Whorehouse, you know, brothel and bordello come to mind. Equally old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. I understand these places exist in Nevada legally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Where do they hang out if they don't hang out in a whorehouse?
I guess, again, going back to call girl, they would be set up in a kind of a nice apartment or something
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
In a hotel, maybe?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. And the managers of prostitutes?